42, child-free, it's Sunday fun day, no babysitter needed. Let's go.
And I'm very excited that the Family Sex Show is coming to Bristol.
Really, I feel so much joy when I'm hanging out with my trans friends. And we're just together and sharing space and laughing. And
you think babies should be aborted 10 months after they're born?
If the mother wants to, yes.
I think them kids. It helps to keep me safe.
I am also a proud transgender woman, but more importantly, I am the mother of two wonderful transgender and gender expansive children.
In terms of the changes that we see in our society, in our culture, I think that women are those change makers.
I'm a school teacher currently teaching kindergarten. Oh, I'm also a drag performer.
As we know, people get pregnant and not just women. But I hear people over and over and over again say women get pregnant. But that's excluding people that should be a part of the conversation.
The suit says the mayor called the lawyers vulgar names before another profanity-laced tirade, saying, quote, "My blank is bigger than yours and the Italians. I have the biggest blank in Chicago."
When you think about it, really, bringing drag performers together with little kids is kind of a perfect relationship.
Want to divide the world into boys and girls, men and women, he and she, is so that they can judge people, so they can be mean to people, so they can bully people, so they can decide who's better than somebody else. And it's all made up.
And trans athletes, we saw them involved in the Olympics. Why not in mixed martial arts and combat sports in general and in sports in overall?
McLaughlin's got the back of Provost, and now
we have
done, and now
we have
done, and now
we might have
no. Yes, victory for the trans community.
Come on, come on, come on.
Everybody can be
it's the joy ticket, folks. You better believe it. That is from my brother from the flat earth, Robot Polisher. Follow him on X at Robot Polisher. He does absolutely incredible stuff. And hey, look who that is up there on his YouTube channel. I'm in studio with Maria Z. We're gonna be back on the other side, talk about goings on around the world, because as we know, it's not just America that's under attack. It is an attack on Western civilization itself, and whether it's fluoride in the water or price controls on your basic necessities, it's all coming down, folks. Stay with us.
Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, a million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. At the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, Infowars.com. Infowarsstore.com is where you go to support us. Of course, I'm in studio with Maria Z. She is, of course, a journalist and founder of Z Media. She hosts the fourth hour with of the Alex Jones Show on Tuesdays and, of course, co-hosted the DNC coverage last night. You can find and follow her on X at Z underscore media. That's Z-E-E-E underscore media. And the website is zmedia.com. Maria, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me again, Harrison. It's great to be here in the morning with you.
Absolutely. Great to have you here. And, of course, I've been covering the DNC all day. We got more stories to cover, arguably more important about poison in the food and water. But you watched the DNC last night on the coverage on InfoWars. I'll be doing it tonight. So tune in, folks, InfoWars.com/show. What were your takeaways from watching last night?
Well, first of all, I want to say it's important. Chase made such a good point last night, which was that as difficult as it is to watch the DNC, and you don't want to do it, I've been watching it all week myself, you need to watch and be familiar with your enemy.
Right.
And so I encourage everyone to tune into the InfoWars coverage because it makes it palatable. Otherwise, you will go insane.
Right.
But you know, my summary throughout the week has really been the same, Harrison, which is that the direction isn't exactly clear. They're pretending that, you know, the campaign of joy, and we all know that this was like a Hitler tagline, really, and a tagline. But, you know, the people outside are protesting this party. You just had Alex on who was talking about the actual sentiment of these people who would normally vote Democrat, and they don't want a bar of Kamala. And, you know, even CNN this morning was, I was tuning in so you guys all don't have to.
Right.
And they were saying that, I can't remember the exact point, but the point is even CNN are, you know, turning against her, making certain points. All week, actually, they've been reporting sort of balanced. I guess they're trying to scrape in viewership again, you know, trying to appear like they can be trusted.
Yeah.
But they have actually, you know, Chase and I spoke about this last night, bringing on an expert to talk about her price caps and the fact that this is actually a really terrible idea. We've seen what happened in Venezuela with this. And so, you know, it's interesting to watch the media attacking these things, you know, that normally would just present like, oh, this is the best thing ever. Everyone, we're going to do so well with these price caps. But I think it really is just about appearing more balanced, Chase, Harrison, because at the end of the day, they're all in for the Democratic Party. That's fact.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's what I was asking Alex, you were watching that, like how much of this is just show and they're going to protest, but at the end of the day, they're going to pull the lever for the Democrats. I think it's absolutely true. And it was the price caps thing that I noticed. Okay, suddenly MSM is coming out against this and they're not so happy about this suggestion. And I mean, she's only come out with a few policies, but all of them have been horrible. I mean, it's price caps. It's, you know, the tax on tips, which she clearly just stole straight from Trump. But then there's like, you know, the capital gains tax and, you know, some other tax. Like she's basically just suggested price controls and tax hikes. And it's like nobody thinks this is a good idea. But I guess they're just running with, joy. And, you know, if you – I don't know. I mean, their whole world is just composed of delusion. So that's what I struggle with is like how to even confront this when it's so clearly bull crap. Like everything they believe is just utter complete nonsense. And they're actually out there going, we're the party of personal freedom that wants to get government out of your life. And it's just, it's like dizzying how big of liars they are and how nobody, how they just do it and nobody seems to care. It's sort of horrifying in a lot of ways.
They have contempt for their base. They think their base is so stupid and their memories are like goldfish. And they are, because they forgot that this is the party that literally mandated a medical experiment on you. And so, but the dangerous part here, Harrison, is yes, while they're, you know, presenting this, you know, emotional campaign and, you know, really trying to humanize Kamala with the stories about auntie and mum and, you know, trying to make her out like a motherly figure that cares about children. Meanwhile, she loves abortions so much. It's just crazy to me how these people say that they care about kids, but, you know, they have an abortion van out the front or abortion pills out the front of the DNC. But, you know, they're trying to humanize this woman. Meanwhile, and this is such an important point, Harrison, the West is in such serious trouble. And it's whatever happens here. And this is, by the way, you know, I keep saying this, the reason why I'm here, because Australia is suffering and it really is, you know, an accelerated version of what the Democrats want to achieve here.
It's like a testing ground. Australia has been the testing ground of the New World Order for a long time.
Absolutely. And it is a reflection of the Democrats here. And so our party over there, the equivalent is called Labor. And the Premier of Queensland, who is a Labor Premier, just put out, I don't know if you guys have that tweet that I sent you, that he wants to introduce price caps on fuel.
Right.
And so, of course, Australia's fuel prices have been, you know, insane for a very, very long time, much higher than they are here. And he's floated caps on fuel prices, on fuel price hikes. So this is just a few days after Kamala suggests this communist tactic.
Right.
So it's the gap where it used to be a few months before, you know, America would do something and Australia catches up. Now it's days.
Right. Yeah. And it's it clearly is, you know, it's not a coincidence that all these things are happening across every Western country at the same time. I mean, the same time that, you know, we're talking about the UK, you know, putting people in prison for their speech. You have this story from InfoWars today. 89-year-old death camp survivor, six other pro-lifers face 10-plus years in prison on FACE Act charges. So seven pro-life advocates, including a communist prison camp survivor, face over a decade in prison after having been convicted on Tuesday of a peaceful protest conducted outside of an abortion facility. So they're throwing people in prison in America for, you know, silently praying outside of an abortion clinic, facing up to 10 years for this. So whether it's migration or the attacks on free speech or price controls, it's like they roll this out on an international scale routinely, which, again, is more evidence that, forget, you know, warning about the global government. We're under a global government. I mean, these policies are coming from some centralized source and being distributed, whether that's the World Economic Forum or the Atlantic Council or some other, you know, managerial organization. Clearly, this is a global attack on the basis of freedom in the West.
It is. And it's, I equate it to how they did with COVID, where they tested certain things in certain areas to see how they would work. And then they would, you know, run the social experiment and then try it in a region where they think they can get away with it. For example, yep, extended lockdowns or whatever the case may be.
Australia had the camps that we didn't have here. Yeah.
Yep. Then Canada did. But then New York said, okay, we can get away with this. And Governor Kathy Hochul went to extreme lengths. You know, for people that are watching and you're not familiar with this, Bobby Ann Cox is an attorney that defeated Governor Kathy Hochul's insane quarantine, you know, laws where you don't even have to, the state doesn't have to have proof that you are sick.
If they suspect that you're sick, they're going to throw you in a camp. Like, they actually tried to get camps set up in New York.
Well, that legislation, you know, Hochul was pushing it through, and then attorney Bobby Ann Cox actually defeated that legislation. And then Kathy Hochul used taxpayer money to go and fight that tooth and nail in court to get it back.
Right.
This is how desperately these people want to lock people up in camps. This is serious. This is not, you know, we can't overstate how serious this is. And I know Alex has been covering all the various statements that they've been making lately, you know, even Hillary Clinton about and Peter Hotez, let's get NATO and Department of Homeland Security to fight anti-vaccine aggression. These people are preparing the soil and conditioning the masses for locking people up for their thoughts. And we see now what's happening in the UK. We see this particular case that you just mentioned. This is just pockets of test runs for what they really want to do to everyone that disagrees with them. This is absolutely so serious.
Yeah, and they do it in an incremental way where, and of course, you know, it's always the problems that they cause that they're trying to solve, apparently. And of course, the way that they solve it is just to aggregate more power unto themselves and provide more control and surveillance and whatever else for them. The petrol prices or, you know, gas prices in Australia or the food prices here, it's a consequence of their, you know, regulations that you know, are the inflation that they've caused and make things so bad. And so they come along and instead of doing anything to remotely deal with the source of the problem, the inflation crisis, they come along and say, no, we're just going to impose price controls, which, again, when they first came out, that I did a whole historical breakdown for the fact that people have tried price controls for literally thousands of years and they always have the same effect, which is to cause mass starvation, famine and riots across the board. So I hadn't heard of this. You just brought this up right before we went live. Queensland Labor has floated plans to cap fuel prices on 12 state-owned petrol stations just days after Kamala Harris suggests doing this here. Again, how do they get away with this? But also, how do we stop it? Because the problems that they cause are real and do require solutions, but they never go back to the source. They never admit that they were wrong. They never go, well, this was because we implemented this policy, so let's undo that policy. They'll never do that. They never take a step backwards. They always just drive forward and use whatever problems they create to gather more power unto themselves. So, like, how do we deal with this feedback loop?
Yeah, it's a really serious question, Harrison, that we all need to, you know, think about, because the other solution that was proposed in the state of Victoria was state-owned electricity companies, because our electricity in Australia is astronomically high. And Tucker Carlson was recently in Australia talking about this, and he said, you know, you have an abundance of coal, you have an abundance of natural resources, and what we're doing is we're shipping all of that energy production to China to then buy back renewables.
Crazy.
And mind you, another huge scandal just happened. You know, they announced this huge renewable energy, you know, environmental pollution plan where they just fill the earth with solar panels. But they're going to be exporting a huge portion of that to Singapore.
Oh, my God.
So you're destroying Australian land to export the energy overseas. And coincidentally, they just made a deal with Singapore to bring their foreign troops into Australia to help deal with disasters.
Really?
Yes. At the same time that they did this deal to export the energy that we're now ruining Australian environment to create to Singapore. So it's all very interesting how it's happening. I don't mean to go off track. I actually had a point. But, you know, you just every day there's something to report on in terms of how these people are destroying the West. And they propose state-owned energy companies in the state of Victoria because, you know, the prices are so high. So they're driving these prices up. They're the ones driving inflation. They're the ones that are driving the cost of living up. They keep importing, whether it be legally or illegally, immigrants. And then the cost of living goes up for everyone. There's a huge housing shortage in Australia. So, of course, we're going to build community housing in smart cities to help you all.
Right, of course.
You know, you only need to look at a country like South Africa to see what a state-owned energy company means.
Right.
They will cut your energy as they see fit. In fact, they already did that in the state of Queensland where that Stephen Miles is the premier. You know, if you want to know what it looks like having a state-owned gas company, just go and look at when in the middle of summer in Queensland, which is very hot last year, they cut air conditioning remotely to over 200,000 homes and businesses. They actually cut their air conditioning, their climate control in a very, very hot state, mind you. Queensland is very hot and humid. In the middle of summer because, we didn't have enough. It was peak time.
Right.
Sorry?
Yeah. No, you know? It's crazy. And of course, you know, the ultimate irony is as they're shutting down coal power plants and selling all this energy to China. China, meanwhile, just this week, invested $28 billion to build 11 new nuclear power systems. Meanwhile, like literally at the exact same time this week, Germany is making a big deal out of shutting down their nuclear power plants, and they collapsed it. You know, they did a big controlled demolition of a nuclear power plant in Germany on exactly the same day that China opened up 11 new reactors with $28 billion. So nothing that we do applies to China, and yet, you know, they pollute more than anybody. And we could just build nuclear, but we refuse to. And all of the natural resources we have are not being used. So it's just insane. And again, this is the frustration where it's like, do we really even have to explain? Like, why do we have to explain this? It's so obvious. It's so apparent how bad their ideas are and how they run this same program of problem, reaction, solution over and over and over. And people just fall for it again and again and again. And it's extremely troubling. But it's funny that you say, like, I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but all of this is related, isn't it? I mean, all of this is deeply intertwined. It's all the same sort of mindset that's pushing all of these different things. And I hadn't heard about this story either that you brought up, because it ties into the price controls of gas, which ties into the price controls of food here in America. City-owned grocery stores would be oases for Chicago's food deserts on Southwest sides. I hadn't heard about this. So what is this about? Chicago is doing state-owned grocery stores now?
Yep. So Chicago could fill food desert with 3-store network of city-owned grocery stores, the consultant says. And they say that it could serve as a roadmap for Mayor Brandon Johnson. I'd be really interested to see if he's part of the global covenant of mayors. I'm going to take a look on the break, Harrison, and to see if he is, because they say that it's going to be the first big city in the nation to enter a competitive and volatile grocery market with razor-thin profit margins. Actually, St. Paul, Kansas, and Baldwin have done so. So there's already been places that are wanting to take this up. This is absolutely devastating, because what happens is then you price out the farmers, then you price out all competition, and you don't have control over what these people are putting in the food. You know, you're going to have vaccine lettuce and mRNA everything, biotech food, cancer meat, you know, all of the things that they want to enforce on you. So they price you out of being able to live. They make it completely unaffordable for you to live. And then they give you these state-owned options, which they control what's in there. And should you wish to purchase something anywhere else, oh, well, you can't do that once you have a digital ID linked to your social credit score, which, right, by the way, Biden just introduced as well. I mean, this is catastrophic.
It absolutely is. And of course, there are multiple of them. You're mentioning one, the Confederation of Mayors or whatever it is. There's the other one that I'm blanking on the name of, but we've covered it a bunch. I keep wanting to say like COP24 or something. But it's all these cities, you know, hundreds of cities across the globe that have agreed to, at the local level, start implementing, you know, these C40. There you go. Yeah. Yes, the C40 cities. Exactly. And so, you know, when it comes to the cities, they're like, well, we can't stop people from eating meat, but we can no longer serve meat in prisons, and we can no longer serve meat in, you know, the cafeterias and government facilities. So if it's the government owning these grocery stores, don't expect to have meat. I mean, expect to have the C40 program of you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You won't be able to eat meat. Everything being extremely restricted. I mean, that will apply to these grocery stores where they'll have, if they have meat, it'll be some lab created abomination, not anything natural. So it, again, it's all about control. And look, food deserts happen for a reason. It kind of like how they, you know, they talk about corporate greed is driving up prices. They're going to stop price gouging. It's like, no, these people, as this article notes, exist on a razor thin margin. And when you have a store where it's constantly being robbed and it's constantly, you know, shoplifting is a huge issue, and they can't get insurance because, you know, insurance doesn't want to, you know, cover a store in that neighborhood, then it's the crime and it's the policies of the Democrats that create the food deserts, because they make it unprofitable and impossible for stores to exist in these areas. And so then they come along with the government and say, well, you know, we'll take it over. Just comes with a lot of control and, you know, invasive and pernicious activity, you know, comes in its wake. So Again, problem, reaction, solution.
There's a simultaneous thing happening, though. Mayor Adams of New York announced this a little while ago that he's working with American Express to be able to limit the amount of meat that people are buying.
Right.
With their American Express cards. And he's like, so proud, you know, American Express are helping us fight climate change. And so this is, again, a shadow of what a central bank digital currency would look like, programmable currency where they control what you can and can't buy, you know, whether you can or can't buy ammunition or whatever the case may be. And of course, you know, even if you don't have a CBDC, if you have a digital ID, it will achieve that because the banks will link your ID to all of your purchases. And it may not take effect straight away, but eventually this is their goal. And it was only a couple of weeks ago, actually, that I was guest hosting Alex's show, maybe the first week that I got here, where I brought up that C40 Cities report of everything that they want to achieve. They want to limit your travel to...
Oh, they're very open about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. It's, it, you know, sorry, not to interrupt, but I mean, C40, we went deep on that on this show too. And I mean, when you read it, it's like, you know, the ultimate goal by 2050 is maybe every one, you know, once every 3 years, you'll take a one short haul flight. And that will, that's the amount that you'll travel and you'll be able to get 20 items of clothing per year. And, you know, this much meat. I mean, literally it is dictating down to like the ounce, how much you're allowed to eat, down to the mile, how much you're allowed to drive. It is total control, total subjugation. You'll never see the Mediterranean again. No, literally they're putting in plans into place where it's like, you'll never be able to go on a vacation. You'll never be able to own a car. You'll never be able to own a house. You'll never be able to buy meat. That is their plan. It's well documented. They've signed the agreement saying they're going to put these measures forward, and they're doing it at a local, national, and international level. It is a full spectrum attack.
Yeah, and they want to achieve this by 2030. And Harrison, I'm seeing like Australia passed digital ID, Indonesia passed digital ID, the US has now introduced it, which I knew was coming because the bill was sitting there in the background just ready. You know, I'd been warning about it for months, and then, you know, just before Biden gets out, whoever's controlling his brain is like, sign here.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this should absolutely be an election issue for Americans, because if you look at other countries that have digital ID, for example, Iceland, you know, it's you can't do anything without it.
It is the ultimate control mechanism.
It is.
I'm trying not to use the word literally, but it's literally revelations. I mean, it's literally the mark of the beast. So, you know, it's, you talk about full spectrum control of humanity from, and control of finances from the transactional level. They get to determine whether or not you get a ride. They get to determine whether or not you buy food. And they don't want you to buy a food or get a ride anywhere. So just they're making this public. They're making it known. And, you know, there's a lot of talk in the conspiracy world about like how they'll sort of tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And a lot of times that takes the form of like movies that seem to show events before they happen. But more importantly is when they actually tell you, here's our plan, here's what they're doing. Because in their mind, if you don't stop them, then you're co-signing. You're actually involved in it now. You have no right to speak up because you didn't speak up before it happened. So when they tell you that they're doing the C40 system and you're not going to be able to eat meat or buy clothes anymore, it's up to you to stop them, because once it gets into place, it'll be very hard to extricate ourselves from the system. Impossible, even.
Yeah, I agree. And again, they don't even need the central bank digital currency. You know, I had Catherine Austin Fitz on the show with me not too long ago, and she was saying they're already, you know, able to do this through your banks.
Yep.
And so
the banks are cooperating and leading it.
Absolutely, they are. And, you know, even now in Australia, I don't know if it's happening in the US, but in Australian bank statements, if you do it with the major banks, it tells you your carbon rating next to your transactions.
Yeah.
So it's already happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, with January 6th and stuff, they were asking banks to send them transactions of everybody who'd been to a Bass Pro Shop or bought a Bible recently. So, I mean, the reporting, the surveillance, the control mechanisms are already being put into place. It's being done incrementally, but they're telling you where we end up eventually, and it's total digital slavery worldwide under a system that despises all of us. We'll be back on the other side to talk about it more, including the fluoride in the food and water, which is a core component of this. They need you weak stupid for them to make their plans work. We'll be right back with Maria Z. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the American Journal. InfoWarsStore.com keeps us on the air.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
Obviously, silver is doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs, silver does better than gold. So silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. In studio with me is Maria Z at Z_media. That's Z with three E's. And the website, ZEEEmedia.com, is where you can find her work. Now, we've talked a lot on this show about C40, the C40 cities. C40.org is where you can find their website. And this is one of the most pernicious and destructive, I don't even know what you'd call it, alliances you could possibly imagine. And yet, Maria Z, you just told me about this other one I hadn't even heard of.
So this is C40 cities. How many cities do they have exactly? C40 has 96 member cities, making up more than 22% of the global economy.
And the last time I checked, no Russian cities, by the way.
Oh, no. Right. Well, that's why we're at war with them, I imagine. So 96 cities. This is a big deal. Then you tell me about the Global Covenant of Mayors for Climate and Energy. They have, let's see, C40 has 96 cities, and the Global Covenant for Mayors and Climate and Energy has 13,491 cities. Bit bigger, I would say. And of course, they are partnered. If you go down to the bottom, they're partnered with the C40 cities. And it looks to me like they're using the exact same website hosting platform as C40. So clearly these are being operated by the same people. But this is the danger of globalism, isn't it, Maria? That you have not just the World Economic Forum working on this at the international level. Their, you know, constituents, their agents go into the national governments, they implement them on the national level. Then the state governments have people implementing these plans on the state level. Then the cities have them implementing them on the city levels. Neighborhoods, I'm sure, are in some sort of conclave. And there's just thousands of these organizations all working to orchestrate movements at the local, national, and international level, all pushing the same agenda: decarbonization, no meat, no food, no travel, no going anywhere without permission. It's all the same agenda. It is global human enslavement and one world government. And yet people have no idea about this. And even when you tell them about it, it's so far-fetched and unbelievable what these people are trying to implement that people like don't even know how to deal with it. When you read the C40 program and you see that they are literally planning on you never eating meat again, never taking another trip on a plane again, never owning a car again, and they are implementing those policies as we speak through corporations and governments – this is a big thing, Maria. I mean, it's like too big for some people to wrap their minds around.
If you pair that with the Policy Horizons Canada Biodigital Convergence documents, this is an official government website. They talk about how, you know, and all of these transhumanists, they talk about how, oh, you know, AI is basically going to be your government and your God, and you can visit your mum through a hologram in your lounge room.
Right.
And because of all the nanobots in your body, you're going to feel like you're actually giving her a hug. It's going to give you the sensation like you're hugging your mum, even though you're not. This is their vision for the future. And through these organizations like the Global Covenant of Mayors, C40, that is how they are going to, through a staggered approach, achieve locking you in a digital prison forever. And by the way, that name, Global Covenant of Mayors, and Harrison and I checked over the break, the mayor of Chicago is actually listed on there, committed in 2020, which is a really strange thing to be doing during a global pandemic. Harrison, you're thinking about limiting people's meat. Fascinating. But think about that word, covenant. That is a religious commitment.
Right.
That is... It's occultic in nature, you know, for them at least. It's not always occultic connotations, but for them it definitely is.
Right.
And so, you know, if you pair that with what the transhumanists want to achieve, you can see how, you know, they're going to achieve their vision. They want to eliminate government. That's why they want you to hate your leaders right now. That's why they, you know, select despicable leaders like Keir Starmer or Anthony Albanese in Australia, who literally are there to demoralize the country. And, you know, for a lot of people, it is working, except for those that have that resilience and that strength that say, no, you're not going to demoralize me. You're not going to destroy my patriotism. But their plan is to wear you out over years and years and years of this operation. And I hope it doesn't wear people out, Harrison. I hope that the more that gets exposed and the more that people realize how this all interconnects, kind of like that meme from Horrible Bosses 2 where the guy's standing at that board and you've got all the, know, the red strings, everything's connected. I hope that people become more energized through that. I know it can be overwhelming for some, but we've got to get the whole picture to be able to withstand what's coming.
And you know, the uplifting thing about this is when you know how many agencies are involved in this, when you know how much money is poured into this. I mean, I was just marveling at, because when you scroll down to the bottom of this, you know, Alliance of Partners, you know, the C40 cities and the Global Covenant of Mayors for Climate Change and Bloomberg Philanthropies and Euro Cities and UN Habitat and United Cities for Local Governments and Energy Cities and the European Commission and the Climate Alliance. And it's like, oh my God, that, you know, this cacophony, this massive plethora of organizations and money and everything going into this, and yet they're having trouble, and yet they can't quite get it done. They keep hitting roadblocks. They keep having their plans exposed, and people rise up against it. So if you're looking for the silver lining to this, you know, incoming thundercloud approaching, it's that they're already pouring billions of dollars, billions of man hours into this program, and yet they can't quite get it done because there's still that human spark that rejects the control, that sees this and rebels against it. They do not have an easy job ahead of them. And as much as they want to make it look like this is the easy path, just come along with us and all that trouble, you know, will go away. And I think your point is very brilliant, especially when you think about how often they talk about how we're a democracy and we are champions of democracy. And in a way, it's getting people to go, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't have a say. Everything's terrible when you have democracy. So why should the regular people have a say? Just hand everything over to the elites and they'll manage everything for us and tell us it's going well. It's horrifying how big and widespread and massive this hydra that we're fighting is. But it's uplifting sort of knowing that's what they need to overcome just normal people living their lives and refusing to comply with their ridiculous mandates. So don't think for a second that what we're saying here is that it's impossible or hopeless. The reality is, when you look at the effort they're putting into enslaving us, it's evidence of how, you know, freedom is still so powerful as a force in the world today.
Absolutely. And it's evidence of the fact that they know that human beings are more intelligent than they, you know, they despise us and they see us as cattle, but they know that human beings are intelligent enough that you need an entire world's conglomerate media
right.
to fool them into being afraid of the sniffles. Like, you know, right. look at the absolute war machine that has been launched against humanity. And we're still here saying, we're not complying.
Right.
We're not doing that. We're resisting. We are exposing you, and we are going to build a better future. I mean, can you imagine the infuriation of these people, Harrison, to know that they're so weak and pathetic that they can't, you know, penetrate the minds of humanity? This is amazing.
Yeah, no, it really is. You've got these ultra powerful people just demanding you submit. And the great thing about their entire plan is it all falls apart when you go, nah. That's it. All you have to do is look them in the eye and go, I'm not doing that. And that's it. They can't. The whole thing falls apart. Basic knowledge of what's happening and resistance against it is enough to defeat this plan.
I agree. And I mean proper non-compliance. Like I've said a million times, if people around the world, and I know this is very, you know, utopian and unlikely, but if people around the world said no to injection mandates, it would have been over in less than 2 weeks.
Right.
There is no way that every single business would put up with being shut down and losing money and the elites on top, or the self-proclaimed elites on top, and the Rothschilds putting up with, you know, bleeding, hemorrhaging profits for more than 2 weeks. It wouldn't have happened.
Right.
The worldwide economy would have stopped for 2 weeks. Everyone says, okay, you want to impose injection mandates, I resign. See you later.
Yeah.
I know people that did that and they were called back to work the next week because the company couldn't handle it.
Right.
You know? So it's like, if everyone did that, we would stand a chance. This is why we need to be informed. This is why people need to tune into InfoWars, Harrison. This is one of the most, in my opinion, the most important networks in the world, because you cover all of this and you're informing people in a way that no one else is. So I'm grateful to you and to the crew. I really am.
Well, it's all about, you know, as I see it, it's like we're drawing constellations here. Everybody knows the little data points, but you got to draw them all together and see the big picture for what it is, because what it is a horrifying future of technocratic slavery.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood Greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood Greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget!
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal with Maria Z in studio with me. She is, of course, the journalist and founder of Z Media, Z-E-E-E Media. You can follow her on X at Z_media, and the website is zmedia.com. Let's talk about health, shall we?
Let's do it.
U.S. government report says fluoride at twice the recommended limit is linked to lower IQ in kids. This is from the AP News, folks. I mean, we've been telling you about it at InfoWars for literally decades, but now apparently they're coming around. U.S. government report expected to stir debate concluded that fluoride in drinking water at twice the recommended limit is linked to lower IQ in children. And again, they've done studies. They've done a Harvard study on this in China where they showed drinking fluoride in your water, even naturally occurring fluoride, can lower your IQ by one standard deviation, which I believe is about 10 points, which is massive, which is absolutely huge. And this just goes into everything else that we're talking about, Maria, that it's clearly on purpose. They've known this forever. This was the original reason fluoride was put in the drinking water, was to create subservience and stupidity in the people that were drinking it, because stupid, subservient people don't rise up against their masters. I mean, is it as simple as that, do you think?
Yes. apart from the fact that they hate us, they want to poison us in every which way that they possibly can.
Right.
It is hugely, hugely linked to creating a docile population. This is the reason that the media is so, you know, like even the entertainment, it's not really informative. it doesn't really inspire or cause you to be of good moral character. They're trying to dumbing
you down. These are the types of words we're going to start using once our IQ gets low enough. We're all being dumbed down.
That was good. Good save.
Yeah, no, but they watch you dumb down, yeah.
Yeah, they do. They want to dumb you down so that you aren't even able to process. You know, Harrison, people that have been drinking tap water for years would not be able to process our last segment.
Right.
You know?
Very simply, yeah. You know, it's like the doublespeak from George Orwell, you know, creating a language where you cannot express complicated and insignificant ideas. And I was thinking about that, you know, especially with foreigners who don't speak English very well. Like, are you going to have a conversation about, you know, the rights of man and moral obligations with people who, you know, you can hardly have a regular conversation with? Like, if you can't speak intelligently to one another, you can't do anything complicated or important. You're just stuck at sort of base level. So yeah, it's about keeping us literally incapable of, you know, even organizing a resistance to them.
And just on the poisoning again, sent you this story as well. PFAS, forever chemicals found in water samples across Sydney. Sydney water data reveals. Now, the fascinating thing about this is that they actually said that it was it's confirmed, and they found them in June. PFAS were detected at levels considered unsafe in the United States at key Sydney water filtration plants. Sydney is in New South Wales in Australia, and it mentions the suburbs there and says in June. And then the US EPA believes there is no safe level for 2 PFAS in drinking water due to the health risks to humans. And, of course, this is exposures over a long period of time can cause cancer and other serious illnesses. And we're talking about, you know, what's fascinating to me is, Harrison, they said that they found it in June. So what, it took them a couple of months to confirm this and let the people know, hey, don't drink the cancer water.
Right.
And what, it takes you 2 months to confirm this, but you can confirm that COVID is spreading through, you know, one swab of the sewage water. I mean, what, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's, and of course, Alex Jones has been warning about this for decades and totally ignored, totally laughed at. It's almost like they deliberately ignore problems until they're too big to solve, until the plastics are literally everywhere. They're in the fresh snow in Antarctica at this point, and they're in, you know, the fetuses, and you know, you're being poisoned with plastics before you're even born at this point. And now it's at this point, now they're coming out and going, gee, these PFAS look awful bad. Man, these things are not healthy for us. They cause cancer and they mimic estrogen and cause all sorts of other because it's not just the cancer. Like, cancer is the big, like, if you get cancer from PFAS, that's real bad. But it's all the subtle damage that they do. It's, you know, maybe you're not going to become retarded from drinking fluoride water, but if they just crank down that intelligence just a point per year for 10 years, everybody's an idiot by the end of it, but you've hardly noticed. So it's the subtle impact these things are having that's really, you know, altogether, collectively destroying the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm now that I'm settled in, I'm going to be getting an Alexa Pure water filter from you guys. Support InfoWars, encourage everyone to do the same, because this is so, I mean, I haven't been drinking tap water for years,
right?
And I don't have fluoride in my toothpaste, and you know, I've been aware of this stuff for a while, but I wish I was aware of it a long time ago.
Because you can protect yourself against it, and that's the thing. At InfoWars, we always sort of have the two paths we're taking. One is to try to change this at the policy level. We want there to be, like, if the government's going to exist, it should protect its people against being poisoned by, you know, corporations pouring sewage into the drinking water. Like, that's an actual good use of the government for once, if they felt like doing something like that. So we have the policy level. We want this to change on a systematic scale. But then personally, you can protect yourself against this. You can get water filters. You can get air filters. Plastic particles in the air is a major issue, and the dust that settles on the ground. That's why kids have so much higher plastics, because if they're close to the ground and crawling around, they're breathing in or interacting with the dust that's plastic particles that incorporates into their body. So we want to solve this at the policy level, but in the meantime, you got to be protecting yourself as an individual against these poisoning attempts.
I always say this, Harrison, we have to fight outside of the system just as much as we fight inside of the system. And of course, I mean peacefully.
Right.
We need to be prepared for utter chaos outside while we try to fix this.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that is a futile effort, number one, because we're morally required to, I think, knowing what we do. But secondly, I still believe that there's a possibility for change. I believe that this election is going to affect the whole West. And I truly think that Trump will make a difference to the rest of the West. I really do. You know, I don't agree with absolutely everything. You're never going to agree with absolutely everything. But I certainly think that that's a better future for America and consequently the rest of the West than I think that communist Kamala wanting to put price fixing on things. And, you know, we're just seeing the flow and effect from these people who are committed to killing us.
Yeah.
You know, and that is even something like this, you know, knowing that there's forever chemicals. Okay, you say you just found out 2 months ago, you say, oh, now we've finally confirmed that fluoride's damaging the IQ. Now you confirmed?
Right.
Now?
Yeah, we're going to try feeding it to kids for 100 years, and then we'll look into whether or not it destroys their brain. It's absurd to think that these people are serious about what they're doing. It's clearly all orchestrated. Clearly they've known this forever. Why they're coming out with it now, who's to say? Some of the story, and again, this is an AP News article. It's reading like an InfoWars article from 20 years ago. Since 2015, federal health officials have recommended a fluoridation level of 0.7 milligrams per liter of water. For 5 decades, the recommended upper range was 1.2. The World Health Organization, meanwhile, has set the safe limit for fluoride in drinking water of 1.5. So according to the World Health Organization, you can have twice as much fluoride as some of the national federal health officials say is a healthy amount. And, you know, I've talked to people about this and they don't really take it seriously. They're sort of like, well, you know, it can't be making everybody stupid because I know smart people. But just imagine what the world would be like if everybody you knew was 10 points higher IQ, if you were 10 points higher IQ. I mean, I think if I were to like cast a spell and remove 10, you know, intelligence points from you, you would notice. It would be like torture. You would sit there and be going, I used to understand things and I don't anymore. That's the world that we live in, and people don't even realize, and they don't think it's that big of a deal.
I could certainly benefit from 10 additional IQ. I mean, we all could. We all could. We'd be even sharper against these maniacs, you know.
Every little bit counts.
Every little bit counts. I'm not saying we're not sharp, you know, by any stretch, but I think, again, Harrison, the point that we were making before is the more informed that people are, the more they can resist this, the more they can prepare them and their families to survive outside of this matrix that they've created. Yeah. But we cannot become discouraged. We cannot become disillusioned with the whole thing. We have to try and make the world a better place, just for everyone as well, out of love for our neighbor as much as love for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so thank you for your contribution to that. I'm grateful.
No, it's my pleasure. I'd like to thank the InfoWars audience for keeping us on the air. And you can do that by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself a water filter. Get yourself an air filter. Get yourself all this stuff. Because we don't just tell you the problems. We offer solutions as well. And InfoWarsStore.com has a wide selection of not just water filters and air filters, but supplements that help you combat the poisoning that's happening on a continual basis. Maria Z, thank you so much for being with us. It's always too short with you. I understand you'll be on Alex Jones a little bit later today. You can follow Maria at Z_media, zmedia.com. I will be back tonight to cover the DNC live. I'm not sure who's going to be with me. Maria, if you want to come, or whoever is welcome, but I hope to see our audience there. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said, it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later, and they said, 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4 to give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah. But that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big four horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.